You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 158.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード158番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hello everyone, we have another special pop quiz episode. The topic is analogies and idioms related to money.
はい、今日もクイズのエピソードがやってまいりました。今日のテーマはですね、お金にまつわる比喩表現や慣用句ということで、ポンポンお互い出していきたいと思います。
So there are lots of sayings I think when it comes to money both in English and Japanese、
はい、
So、ね、are you ready?
はい、 OK でございます。
OK, I'm just gonna jump right in.
はい。
So what does it mean to go Dutch?
おー、あるね。 To go Dutch は一緒にどっか行って食べた時に割り勘にするってことです。
ピンポンピンポン。 Awesome.
So that's one I think a lot of Japanese know as well, because よく割り勘にするから、それってなんて英語で言うのみたいなことを話し合うことがあってさ、でやっぱり Go Dutch なんだよねって言うから、結構割と知ってるとは思うんだけどね。
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.All right.
Do you actually use the phrase?
I think, okay, but the term go Dutch is very specifically related to dating.
Oh, really?
So like if you and I go out together, like I wouldn't say let's go Dutch.
Ah, それは知らなかった。
Yeah, so typically when you go out on a date, you know, traditionally the man pays, right? And so we would say go Dutch in a way that we would split the check.
はいはいはい。
But if you go out with friends, you typically split the check. So you wouldn't say, let's go Dutch.
なるほど。じゃあ、例えば、やっことちーちゃんがどっか行きました。で、例えばちーちゃんが払うよって言って、let's split the check ってやっこが言う感じになる。
Yeah, but going Dutch is very much related to dating.
へえ、全部に言うのかと思ってたから、それは新鮮だね。
Yeah, I don't know. I've never used it and I never really hear it in other contexts except for maybe, you know, like in high school and when you're in your early 20s.And you're dating, there's always this thing about who's going to pay.
そうだよね。
And so, yeah, we talk about like, oh, do we go Dutch? Do we do this? You know, but it's very, again, it's very specifically related to dating.
なるほど。日本語の場合は割り勘って言うけど、
right.
it's for everything. It can be used for、right. everything, I think.
Yeah.、
なるほど。Yeah. それ面白い発見でございました。OK, じゃあ、日本語の方行ってみます。
はい。
これはですね、最初のやつはちょっとオノマトペっぽいです。
はい、
はい、いきます。ガッポガッポ稼ぐ。
Oh, okay. I would assume that that means、you are earning lots and lots of money.
そうです。もういっぱいお金が入ってくることをガッポガッポって言って、だいたいガッポガッポ稼ぐとか、
はい、
儲かるとかいう感じかな、
I love that there's an onomatopoeia for
earning. I know.
okay.Next question.
Hi.
What does it mean when money is burning a hole in your pocket?
やだ。今想像しちゃったポッケの中にお金が入ってて、燃えちゃってポッケに穴が開いちゃってるだよね。
Your pocket. It's burning a hole in your pocket.
ってことはお金がどんどん出ていっちゃって大変なことになってる。
Not quite. It's close.
Well, I took a guess because I didn't know the phrase.
Okay.
Yeah.
It means that I have some money and I really, really, really want to spend it.
Ooh.
When it's burning a hole in your pocket. Like you want to spend it.
Oh my gosh, that's interesting.
It's like hot money.
Hot money. Ah, そういう意味で使いたくてしょうがないんだ。
Yes. Yes.
Like when would you use that?
Well, it might be like you got a bonus check, right? You got a bonus from work and you're like, you know, I've got money burning hole in my pocket. Let's go to Vegas or something.
Vegas 行きたくなっちゃうだろうね。なるほどね。いいね、それ。じゃあ次行きます。
はい。
一銭に笑うものは一銭に泣く。
一銭に笑うものは 一銭に泣く。
そうです。We also say 一円に笑うものは一円に泣く。
I'm guessing here because、okay. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that your mom would use this.
Like, こう、is it like an expression around like you have to take care of your money?
Yes, そうです。どういうことかっていうと、一銭に笑うっていうのは if you don't take care of your money, 一銭は small money なんだよね、small change みたいな感じ。Yeah. If you don't take care of、uh-huh. your small change,Then you'll suffer from it one day. だから、お金を大切にしなきゃいけませんよっていう感じ。
はい。
I remember you talking about your mom and also ちーちゃん自身もそうだけど、お金がそこら辺に転がってたら取っちゃうよって言って、大切にしなさいねって言ってたのを思い出して。
Yes! We have a similar saying.
Oh, really?
Well, it's similar...And its phrasing, which is a penny saved is a penny earned.
Ooh.
So if you know, save a penny, then you earn basically earned a penny. Yeah.
すごいね。そのまんまだよね。ある意味。Mm-hmm. Oh.
It kind of reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question.
Hi.
What does it mean when I say a penny for your thoughts?
Huh? A penny for your thoughts? なんだろう。ちょっと全然知らないし、想像がつかないな。どういうふうに使う?
Okay, so like if you're deep in thought
mm-hmm.
and or some situation just happened and there's like this weird moment of silence,
mm-hmm.
you know, I might ask you like, hey, what's on your mind? Mm-hmm. But the way I might say that is a penny for your thoughts.
Oh, そういう言い方をするんだ。
And it's just a way to inquire about what somebody's thinking on. Yeah.
すごい粋な言い方だね、それね。
I'll give you a penny if you tell me what's on your mind.
っていう感じなんだよね。で、何考えてるのって言わずに、1円あげるから考えてること教えてよ、みたいな感じなんだよね。Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I would call that an 粋な表現。A cool, hip expression for
them. It's actually kind of an old expression,
oh,
but
really?
yeah.
Okay.
I would...
Yeah, そう知らなかった。面白いそれ。
Yeah.
じゃあ、次は完全にアナロジー。Q。
はい。
いきます。
はい。
猫に小判と言ったらどういうことでしょう?
小判。
はい。小判 is the old, old Japanese money, coin.
うんうん。
で、猫に小判っていうだけのフレーズなんだけど、例えば、
はい、
例えばね、ちょっと変な例になっちゃうかもしれないけど、
はい、
Please don't gift me expensive cosmetics because it would be 猫に小判 for me.
はいはいはいはい。Yeah. I always say that with good wine and my sister. I'm like, she can't appreciate good wine. 猫に小判。
So.
Yeah, or like, you know, for me, it's like, oh, I can't appreciate good beer. Like, I don't even like beer.
Ah, なるほどね。そうなんです、そうなんです。あの、小判のマニーの価値がわからない猫にあげてもしょうがないっていう意味かな。
はいはいはい。
そうそうそう。Yes, yes. It's an old, old phrase だし、実際によくよく考えると、招き猫って小判持ってるじゃん。だからあれ?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking about that for a little bit.
やっぱりやっぱり。
I was like, is that related? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that was my thought too when I first heard this phrase. It's like, it didn't really sink in at first. But...
I love it. And plus, I feel like that situation comes up a lot.
そうなんだよね。結構あると思うんだよ。
Okay. 次!
はい!
What does it mean when I say...You need to loosen the purse strings.
Oh! その表現は聞いたことない、実際には聞いたことないけど、なんとなく思うのは、ケチな人に対して、
はい、
もうちょっとお金を使っていって流していった方がいいよみたいなアドバイスをする。
Hi! ピンポンピンポン!
Yay!
So you could say tighten the purse strings as much as loosen the purse strings.
Yeah. やっぱお財布系はあるよね。ちょっと日本語もいきます。
はい。
懐が寂しい。この懐が財布です。
It means I don't have any money.
そうそうそうそう。そのまんまです。
Yeah, like I'm lonely for money.
そうそうそう。
寂しいっていうのは like I'm sad.
そうなんで。
Yeah. It's like my purse is sad.
そうそうそうそう、
right?
そうそうそう。そうそうそう。Literally means my purse is sad right now.
お金がない。
そうそう。お金がちょっと今ありません。I don't want to be in this place, but I like this phrase. なんかね、その財布と言わずに懐って言ってるところもなんか
可愛いよね。
そうそうそうそう。うん。昔の日本の感じだし、寂しいって言ってる感じが。Like your purse is living.
Yes.
I kind of like this phrase because of that.
I like it too. I like it too. Okay.
Hi.
Next.
Hi.
Okay, next and last.
Last? 早いね。Okay, okay.
Yes. Next and last. Okay. What does it mean when we are on a shoestring budget?
Shoestring budget? Mm-hmm. 同じような感じ。ちょっと締めてるから、今使えるお金はそんなにありません。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means like a very, 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 very small budget.
それなんでシュースリングを使うっていうの?
That's a great question. Let's ask the Google.
Okay. 教えてください、Google 先生。
What you'll see a lot is like, travel Europe on a shoestring budget. How to have a wedding on a shoestring budget.
あ、なるほどね。
Yeah, so you'll see articles and books like with the term shoestring budget.
はい。まあ、節約ってことだね。
Yeah. So, okay. The origins of the idiom shoestrings. So, Merriam-Webster basically says that wandering peddlers would sell and trade small items such as needles, pots, and shoelaces, which were some of the most popular items. So, that's where it's like these like small, meager items where the shoestring came from, which is a small amount of money.
なるほど、そっちなんだ。その針とか靴ひもとか小さいものを売って歩いて回ってた人たちが昔いたからちっちゃいお金っていうことって、mm-hmm. ああそういうことか、なるほどね。 I was thinking like shoestring で締めてる。
Yeah, I totally get what
あの語源はちょっと違うんだ。
はい、
shoestring budget, okay. じゃあ日本語も最後いきます。
はい、
最後はですね、 The one I chose for the last one is actually a 大阪の方のダイアレクトなんだよね。
Okay.
でThis is another オノマトペっぽいやつです。
はい。
ぼちぼちでんな。
ぼちぼち。
ぼちぼち actually has at least two meanings, I think. And one is そろそろ、そろそろなんかやろうかとか、pretty soon 的な意味があるんだけど、そっちではなくて、ちょっとお金に関わるぼちぼちでんなっていう。For instance, if two entrepreneurs are talking to each other, 久々に会って、And one asks the other,
like, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? And then the other would
say,
and
then you're like, oh,
ぼちぼちでんなって感じ。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is the translation? Like, I kind of pretty, like, okay, right? Like, yeah, yeah. Like here, and like, so. I kind of think of it as like, yeah, well, you know, we're doing all right.
Ah, like, そのまんま、そうです。We're doing all right って感じですね。まあまあかなとか。
まあまあ。
Yeah, so so みたいな。
See, this is up for interpretation for sure. But if you asked me, like, oh, how's it going? And I was like, oh, it's so-so. To me, that sounds like it's actually a little bad.
なるほど、なるほど。
Where ぼちぼち sounds like it's okay. It's not great, but it's okay.
なるほど。If the scale was from 0 to 100, it would be below 50だよね、so-so だ。感覚的には。
Yeah, and I guess it would depend on who you're talking to.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah,
to me, it's like so-so is like, yeah, maybe not so good.
I see, I see. In that case, I think you're spot on. And ぼちぼちだねとかって言うと、I guess it could mean, it does have the range of the so-so area, but more so, it would be a little above 50. そのちーちゃんが言う通り、まあまあ、さっきなんて言ったっけ、ちーちゃん。It's all right.
It's all right. So I feel like ぼちぼちis higher on the scale than so-so. That's, I guess that's my only point.
でも、それは言えてるかもしれないな。なぜかっていうと、what I feel when I hear this is like, I think that the Japanese are always kind of underrating what they have achieved.
Hi, hi.
And so when I hear bochi bochi, I always think it's a little higher than that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's like, it's more of like a humble way of saying, yeah, like we're doing okay, right? Like, yeah, we're doing pretty good. Where I feel like that's not the case in the States, right? In English, we tend to say, oh, things are better than they are.
なるほど、なるほど。
So that's why if you say so-so, then it's like, oh, that must not be so good. It's like what where I would tend to interpret
that. なるほどね。面白いね。やっぱり文化の感覚的なところで。 Yeah. But... そうです。ぼちぼちでんなっていうのは、やっこは関東の人なので、
はい、
関西の人からしたら怒られると思うんだよね。このイントネーションが違うから。だけど、
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but I love this phrase.
Yay! So many great phrases when it comes to money.
I know!
I think because money is such a, you know, they say money makes the world go around, which is true. So yeah, I love it. These definitely some good learnings today.
そうだよね。
So how'd you do on the quiz? Hopefully you got some of those right and you also learned some new phrases when it comes to money.
はい。今日はお金にまつわる比喩表現や慣用句ということでいろんなのを出してきましたけれども皆さんも知ってるのはありましたでしょうか、
mm-hmm. Thanks again you guys for tuning in for another special pop quiz episode. We look forward to speaking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。